Good day, and welcome to Hiroshima University's English Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to America wa Yukai da. Yay!
Thanks for coming. We know that your English is improving.
Oh, I'm Kay, by the way.
And I'm Joe.
今日は春休みが終わった後のお話をしてるんですけど、その前にアメリカの大学生はどんなことして遊ぶのかちょっと聞きたいと思います。Joe, what do American college students do during spring break?
First of all, the spring break is not so long.
Okay.
It's only about 1 week around Easter. Easter is in late March or early April, like that. So they only have about 1 week. So most students don't really do anything special.
Okay.
They just work at their part-time jobs.
Yes.
Or they study, like that. They don't do anything special. But maybe one time during the college, especially universities in the northern part,
yes.
in the northern part of the United States, they might go to Florida.
Oh,
and also
okay.
people in on the East Coast, New York, all that, often... the college students will go to Florida in the south because there are beautiful beaches, and near the beaches there are clubs, dancing places like that. So it's kind of a special trip, like going to Okinawa maybe.
Okay.
They go to Florida during spring break. And some people in the west too, like in the northwest, Seattle, they'll go down to California, like to Disneyland in California, or maybe all the way down to Mexico like that.
で、今日はまず物語の始めに、ももちゃんが、ヒロ、春休み何してたっていうふうに聞いていますが、Joe, what is she saying here?
She says, what do you do over spring break? Over means like during, right? For example, over the weekend, I went to Hiroshima City, for example, like that. Try and say over instead of always during. Over the break, over the weekend, over the holiday, for example, like that. And what you do, that's very natural too. What did you do? And in real, real natural English, what you do?
What you do? It's so difficult to say for Japanese.
Finally, we found one expression that Kay even finds difficult.
Yeah, what do you do? What do you do? Oh my gosh, okay. Let's go to the next.
Yes, next word.
Okay, next word. で、変だよね。日本の春休みはすっごく長いのに、アメリカじゃ一週間しかないんだよというふうに言ってます。Weird で変という意味です。
Right, weird. Good word. Those clothes look weird,
okay.
like that. Or what he said was weird. Strange.
で、ヒロは僕はヨセミテ国立公園という公園に行ったよというふうに言っていますね。Joe, could you explain a little bit about this national park?
Right. Actually, in English, it's called Yosemite.
Yosemite.
Yeah, Yosemite National Park. It's a great park in California. It's about 4 hours from San Francisco driving, 4 hours. And it's very famous for sequoia trees, which are the largest living things on the planet.
Really? Oh my gosh.
The largest living things on the planet. These sequoia trees, they're 100 meters high.
Mm-hmm.
100 meters, that's about the length of a soccer field,
okay,
right?
Okay, wow.
100 meters high. And they're very, very wide around the base.
Okay.
So if all your friends, if you hold hands around the bottom of the tree,
yeah.
you need about 20 friends.
Really?
Like 20 people holding hands.
That's
you can
incredible.
Maybe go around the sequoia trees. Very famous. And the park, of course, has a lot of other good things. For example, it has nice hiking and very beautiful waterfalls like that. If you go to Yosemite National Park, you'll really like it in California. And so it's also near Nevada. That's why it's in our... dialogue today.
で、ヒロ君もこのセコイアの木、セコイトリーの写真とかを見せて、もう超綺麗だったっていうふうに言ってますね。で、ヒロ君は、モモは春休みの間何してたっていうふうに言ってます。で、モモちゃんはサンフランシスコのピア39に行ってきたよっていうふうに言ってます。ピアって、埠頭とか桟橋という意味ですね。
Right, usually boats park next to piers. Boats park.Next to piers, or people walk on the pier, and then they get on the boat, for example. It's a good word. Notice it sounds the same as my peers, the same age students. Like, I like to talk to my peers, but the spelling is different there. It's P-E-E-R, the other students who are my age.
Okay.
This is in the lake or in the ocean, mm-hmm. it's called a P-I-E-R. Yes. You walk on the pier, like that. So it's the same pronunciation, different spelling.
で、どうやら風がすごい冷たかったみたいなんですけど、このパンをくり抜いて作ったボール型の器にクラムチャウダーが入ってるやつを食べたから、もうそれだけで価値があったというふうに言ってます。Worth it で価値があるということですね。
That's right. For example, going to class, it was so boring, it wasn't worth it. It means like the time,、
okay.
the time. It wasn't worth it. But、everybody says it all the time, worth it. I spent 1,000 yen for this bag. It wasn't worth it.、Like that. It wasn't worth the money there.、Uh-huh. There it's like the money. A set expression, worth it.
それではゆっくりなスピードで聞いて、ポーズのところで大きな声でシャドウイングをしてみてください。その後、ナチュラルなスピードで聞いてみましょう。
Hey, hero. What you do? Over spring break? It's weird saying that since in Japan, spring break is long, but it's only a week here in the U.S.
I know, right? I spend a week camping in Yosemite National Park with Melina. Check out these photos of the giant ancient sequoia trees.
Whoa!The trees are so big. Did you see any bears?
Thankfully, no. It would have been cool though. What did you do over spring break, Momo?
I went to San Francisco.I visited the Japantown. It was so strange. I also went to Pier 39.
Pier 39? What's that?
It's a pier on San Francisco Bay.But it's more than that. There are a bunch of little stores and restaurants, like a mall, but outside. The wind made it so cold.But the clam chowder in a bread bowl made it worth it.
Oh, that sounds delicious. Did you catch the clams yourself since the bay was right there?
What? Haha. No. Hi, hero. What to do over spring break? It's weird saying that since in Japan, spring break is long, but it's only a week here in the U.S.
I know, right?I spent a week camping in Yosemite National Park with Melina. Check out these photos of the giant ancient sequoia trees.
Whoa, the trees are so big. Did you see any bears?
Thankfully, no. It would have been cool though. What did you do over spring break, Momo?
I went to San Francisco. I visited the Japan town. It was so strange. I also went to Pier 39.
Pier 39? What's that?
It's a pier on San Francisco Bay. But it's more than that. There are a bunch of little stores and restaurants, like a mall, but outside. The wind made it so cold. But the clam chowder in a bread bowl made it worth it.
Oh, that sounds delicious. Did you get the clams yourself since the bay was right there?
What? No.
皆さん今日は春休みについてのお話でしたが春が来てしまったということはつまりそろそろ one school year が終わってしまうということつまりももちゃんとひろくんが日本に帰ってくるのも近いということです実はあと2つのエピソードしか残っていません、次の2つのエピソードではももちゃんがカーソンにそしてひろくんがメリーナちゃんにバイバイっていうのをする話になってます
Sounds kind of sad, right? Come back and you can hear about it next time at Hiroshima University's English Podcast. Bye.
Bye.